This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now, seven past the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Roundup. The week of April 30th to May 4th is in our focus, and when I say ours, I mean Jennifer Horn is here from the DJV show, along with Victoria Keelan, also a member of the DJV platform. Doug, Jen, and Victoria, heard weekdays around the country, around the world. Lots of people listening and have comments, so we'll be interested in what they have to say about some of these stories that have popped up on the list from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. They list the top 10 stories of the week and the top 10 people. Also in the discussion, Joe Crummy, ace talk radio personality, and the podcast which he has, Evil Thoughts, can be found on TuneIn and elsewhere.
Everywhere.
Wherever. Everywhere. You can find it if you go into your local lollipop store. You'll find it in there.
You got it.
All right, so here we go through the stories. And am I leaving anybody else? McFadden's at the, what is he down at? Jazz Fest.
Yeah, right, he's okay. Messing around.
Right. All right. The usual at number 10, sports talk activity, what's going on in Major League Baseball, the NBA. I don't know if there's anything that any of you have noted this week. You have any podcasts on sports this week, Crummy?
No, but I, you know, now that you've inspired me, I kind of like that. Look, the Yankees are hot. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. Yankees suck.
The rest of you are just going to have to get out of our way. Oh, I don't think so. You're just going to have to get out of our way.
My only story with sports this week is, did you see that guy, the Mets player, I can't remember his name, the second baseman who slid into second base and his diamonds fell off of him and he was out there in the dirt picking up all of his diamonds and shoving them in his pocket.
That's awesome.
Oh, to be a groundskeeper for the Mets. I never thought I'd hear my
We might have to hire that guy. You know what? I like that guy. We might have to hire. Get a name. All right, I'll call Mr. Steinbrenner. We'll have him by noon today under contract.
Call him up. All right, number nine, the continuing conversation about the Southwest Air window incident, the lawsuits that are coming.
There was another one this week.
Yes, there was. Yeah. You want to explain that, Jennifer?
They had to make an emergency landing because of a crack in a window, so this is not great news for Southwest.
And this is the same week that Southwest announced that they were going to fly from four West Coast cities to Hawaii, and they were going to leave four planes, one on each island, so that they can compete with Hawaiian Air, which is a great idea.
Maybe they should just work on their windows first.
The whole idea, and I don't want to get off on a plane conversation because you'll have to get the hook for me. I fly a lot, and I know a lot about planes. Flying in a 737, 6 hours across the Pacific.
Yeah. Oh boy,
is not my idea of a good time.
Oh, I know.
Thanks. No.
Well,
sorry.
You know what I think you ought to do is maybe get extra money for, you know, if you take the window seat, maybe they get a discount.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You know,
they could start
arguing. You know, the weather's so nice in Hawaii, we have convertibles for planes.
Mm-hmm. No. Let me tell you, the worst weather I ever saw was flying around the Hawaiian Islands with those violent thunderstorms.
Well, the discussion this week is about the volcano.
Yeah.
And the moving of the continental plate, the shelf underneath, earthquakes, and then the violent volcano that came as a result of that. Of course, mostly Hawaiian Islands and most of the islands of the Pacific are created by lava from volcanoes. So that's where they come from.
Well, then they're just going to have a bigger island.
And bigger
now they've got plenty of lava.
Lots of lava. Number eight on the countdown this week is a focus on Trump's doctor. Does he stay the doctor? He's not going to the VA.
His personal doctor, too. That weird-looking guy that looks like the dude from Big Lebowski. I was actually thinking Bruce Valanche after a blowout and a diet. I don't know. He looks. He's got that look.
Big Lebowski.
Well, he claimed that the reason he was in the news this week is he claimed that that letter saying that Trump was going to be the fittest president in the history of the world, that was dictated by Trump.
Yeah, that's what he said. You guys are surprised by that? I mean, you're shocking.
It's like, well, wait a second. So the guy who lives on McDonald's isn't really that fit? I'm aghast. I can't believe it.
You're surprised by that. Well, you know what he said was that, he told Trump what he could say and what he couldn't say. That kind of got lost in the mix. I mean,
Trump told him or he told Trump?
He told Trump, look, you can't say that. You can say that. In other words, Trump added all the superlatives about how fabulous he is.
I noticed they didn't talk about specifics. I mean, I think Trump is basically a healthy guy. We saw his review from his White House physician, who I know people think is not reputable anymore, but these were real test results that were made public from the president. He's healthy. But there's no surprise to me that this flowery, hyperbolic language that was used in the letter, without citing facts, just, you know, this is Trump's thing.
Facts are inconveniences, Jennifer.
Yeah, no one's. Well, it's not even that he's going against the facts. He's a healthy person. Is he the most healthy person on the planet? Well, probably not. But this is a testament to Trump's ego, who I don't think anybody really argues that he's a humble guy. I mean, everything he does has to be the best.
Humble and Trump. Not necessarily words you put in the same sentence. All right. So that's the story of the doctor. All right. I have a quiz for you. Are everybody ready? Who said that he believes slavery was a choice and we are over it?
Come on, man.
Who said that?
Come on, we know Kanye.
All right. Kanye is number 7 and his comments this week. He's been taken off a lot of radio stations because of that comment. Would you say that was a controversial comment? It was a stupid comment. What's the adjective you would use to describe?
It's a medicated. I think it's a medicated comment. That's what I
medicated.
He's definitely on something.
Some kind of juice.
Really? Well, he admits that he was addicted to opioids. He's on mood stabilizers. I don't know if he's admitted whatever his diagnosis was, but he had a mental breakdown and he is on pills. So I just don't know what he's on.
Didn't he just wander into the studios of TMJ?
TMZ.
Yeah, sort of.
Them too.
TMJ. Yes.
DJV. He wandered into the studio of DJV.
Yes, he did that, exactly.
You know, I like how Kim
Jennifer,
Kardashian...
you can quote me on that if you'd like. All right, so what'd you say, Joe? What?
I was just saying, I like how Kim Kardashian came out, at least in my understanding, and said, oh, those aren't my views.
Okay.
Yeah. She's very afraid she's going to lose her following, too.
Okay. Exactly. Got to be very careful there.
Did he get invited into TMZ, or did he just walk in? Hey, Harvey, I got something for you, Harvey.
Well, he didn't just show up, because Candace Owens was with him, and Harvey Levin put this thing together. It wasn't like he just like said, oh, maybe I'll go to see TMZ today. I mean, they brought him in on purpose.
All right. Never say good gossip story. Of course.
Yeah, Harvey Levin's not going to pass on that. No. And then he didn't. Even, and he sat there. If you watch the video, he just sat there the whole time. He barely said anything, and Kanye just
didn't have to.
Yep.
Why did he? He didn't have to say.
Kanye
anything.
Kanye is the show. Yep.
Right. He'd be smart enough to know that. Yeah. Levin's no fool. He's got that figured out, and he's done a pretty good job of figuring it out. Where the world is now is all about gossip, rumor, innuendo, and they love to talk about people, so he's got a big staff. They've got somebody permanently 24 hours a day stationed at LAX. They just wander around the airport, wait till they see somebody they recognize, and take a shot. Hey, Jennifer Garner, where'd you go? Did you go get some flowers over in Milwaukee? What were you doing on your trip? You know, that kind of stuff.
Not for long, though, although because the international terminal at LAX just put in private underground parking so that they can sneak celebrities out without being detected.
I would bet they do that for it'd be, you know, they could use an underground parking space and just funnel people in because there's enough walkways underneath both sides of the airport so you could bring somebody in there and get them out without
stylists prepare outfits for people to change into after
they land, I don't think anyone, it'll
be interesting to see. Maybe like George Clooney would want to use the privacy factor, but I think other people are still going to be walking right out there for the cameras.
Here I am, here's my mug, take my picture. What do you want to ask me? I want to ask you if you're ready for Mother's Day yet. Mother's Day and other seasonal areas of concern for people giving gifts. It's birthday time for some. It's anniversary time for others. It's Mom's Day. So let's just, because Mother's Day is next week, and let's focus on Mother's Day and what you're going to get. You're going to buy your mother something really expensive, or you're going to buy her something that's really good. Expensive doesn't equal good. You know that. I know that. As a matter of fact, you can see that in the world of flowers, because the most expensive flowers are, in my experience, the worst. The best flowers this year are the least expensive flowers, and you can count on the price when you go to Books.com. Here you go, Joe. This is just for you. Books.com, your mother, whatever woman in life you want to send flowers to, Bouqs.com. Books.com, short for bouquets. They are booking awesome. You'll love them. That's the word you'll use, Joe. Awesome.
Really?
Books flowers, unique. Special, your mom. Unique, special. Put them together, and what do you have? It's perfect, perfect, perfect. These flowers are freshly cut from Books Farms all around the country, delivered right to your mother. They will last a long, long time. I got a box full of tulips delivered to me this week. I put them in the jar, which also comes in the box, and they are now just beginning to bloom. They'll last for a long time. I know they will. Last for a long time for your mom as well. So get them. Maybe send them to your mom early. But don't wait till the last. That's so silly and thoughtless, too. Don't be a thoughtless SOB. Go to Bouqs.com. B-O-U-Q-S. Bouqs.com. And when you order them today, use the code D-O-U-G for Doug. Get 15% more off the already shaved down price because they're cutting out the middlemen. They come directly from the farm to you. Bouqs, B-O-U-Q-S.com, Bouqs.com. Enter Doug and get 15% more off at Bouqs.com.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Right now at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale, take an extra 20% off and give mom the perfect gift. With an extra 20% off, Mother's Day pajama sets are just $17.59. Women's casual flats are $15.99. Or give mom an anti-gravity chair, just $47.99. And you'll get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Right now, only at Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid May 2nd through 6th with promo code FRIENDS20. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
On the people list this week, at number 10 is Michelle Wolf. What a disgusting display. There are some people, if you follow various social media, think that she's great. Those are the Trump haters. I'm not a Trump lover, but I will tell you, I thought when I saw, maybe it's an age thing. I've seen a lot of posts on Facebook and other places that, oh, wow, she's fabulous, she's great.
I think she was great. You know, I don't love Trump at all, but I don't think she was great. She was a bad comedian. Yeah. You know, she just was terrible at her job.
Yeah, I didn't think she was the appropriate person for that. And even halfway through, as people were starting to boo her, you could see her say,
"She's not funny.
Did they even review who I am? Like, why did they hire me to do this?"
Well, why did she say yes to do it?
That's the question.
Why did she say yes to do it? That would be what I would
do. Well, it's good for her. Who knew who she was?
No one yet.
Everybody's talking about
her.
Yeah, I suppose. What's the old expression? All publicity is good. Doesn't mean you didn't spell my name right, and it's an F. S-T-E-P-H-A-N. There you go. 21 after the hour, the Count Radio, the Count Radio, the Talk Radio Countdown Review.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Change at the hour as we continue with our talk radio review. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Joe Crummy. Here we're going through the charts for this week according to the info at Talkers Magazine. Find it at talkers.com where you can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. We're sort of going through the stories. I may throw in a couple of people moves here as we have time. Reviewing number 10 is Sports Talk Radio, number 9. Southwest and whatever window is going to pop out next. The weird doctor story. Doctor Who with Dr. Trump. Number 8, Kanye. What do I... It's like Oprah or people... Ellen, you don't have to mention his last name. It's just... The guy's a banana. Number 6, Charlie Rose is back on television interviewing the people like him who have been accused of doing... wrong, I suppose the Tom Brokaw conversation comes into focus this week because of some of the accusations against him. What do we think of Charlie? I've never thought much of Charlie Rose. I always thought he was a big gas bag. Brokaw, I have different feelings about.
Brokaw,
and I don't know what to believe.
The thing on Brokaw really cracks me up because you got two women, and then at one point the news came out that a third woman had come forward. And about Brokaw, and I went on.
And said what?
This is.
What'd she say?
Right. Well, this is interesting that he had kissed her, but this
he
goes
said
back.
That.
Oh yeah, but check this out. It's 50 years ago.
50 years
what?
Ago.
Yes, 50 years ago. I'm thinking, you know, and that she was in her house and he had French kissed her. I didn't even know that French kissing was around 50 years ago.
Yeah, it was. Take it from me.
I thought he invented. Maybe he was one of the pioneers.
No,
I don't know.
No,
but I'm just saying,
around,
no, it was. Okay. It has been okay. Thank you. But anyway, 50 years ago, I'm thinking, all right, you know, 50 years ago. Jeez.
Well, the question that I have, about Brokaw is I don't have any questions about Charlie Rose. But then I get into these personal thoughts. Is it because I like Tom Brokaw? I never thought he was a great newsman. Now, that lisp was always very distracting for me.
Yeah.
Charlie Rose always came across to me as an egomaniac. He reminds me of Garrison Keillor. The two of them in the same pod, just extravagantly set and focused on themselves. Everything
right, very
right.
impressed with themselves.
Me,
very
me,
impressed.
Me.
Right.
Yes. So everybody needs to bow down. Women need to quake in my wake, if you will. Come on,
wow.
Get lost.
I think 27 more this week. 27 more accusations on
against
Charlie
Rose. Really?
Charlie Rose, 27. Oh,
I didn't hear that. That sounds like a New York story. Really?
Yeah, exactly.
After he said, so isn't did I have that right? Isn't he going to interview all round up all the men? And maybe interview
that
him
was
once,
the rumor. Yep.
One at a time.
Yeah, that was an idea that was floated, but I don't think anybody actually would do
well,
that.
Well, I don't know if anyone wants to touch it at this point.
Of course not.
Because Matt Lauer is also starting to make himself very public in New York, and so he's kind of staging his comeback. His divorce is finalized now. The family, all that stuff is settled, and so now he's back
What's
at restaurants and...
Right,
so doing what?
He's going to start looking for another job, I'm guessing. Maybe he'll go on and be interviewed by Charlie Rose, and they can sit there and talk about how great
so
they are.
What is he? What kind of a job does he get? Seriously.
I don't know.
If you're in the news media, or you're in that business, you're going to hire, maybe he could be an actor or something, but how are you going to or do a controversial talk radio program?
Right. Let's not forget, Billy Bush still does not have a job.
Doesn't have a job, no.
And he didn't do anything except he stood there and awkwardly laughed at Trump being a pig, and yet he still doesn't have a job.
Yeah. Something wrong with that picture.
Yeah.
Right? All right, coming up, the top five items, the top five stories, according to talkers. That's what we do every week here on the Talk Radio Review. It's 28 past the hour.
In today's Automotive News, one of the best-selling cars in America gets a complete makeover. The Toyota RAV4 made its global debut with Alexa, onboard Wi-Fi, 9 trim levels, multiple drive modes, and an 8-speed transmission. It'll come in all-wheel drive, a gas, or a hybrid, and will be equipped with Toyota's Safety Sense 2.0 as standard. You'll have the chance to order it with a two-toned roof, but you'll have to butt. It will come with USBs in every row and up to an 8-inch screen. It'll go on sale at the end of this year. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
This Stroke Awareness Month, tune into AFib, an educational campaign from the Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer Alliance, the National Stroke Association, and iHeartMedia, asks people to tune into atrial fibrillation not caused by a heart valve problem and take note of the AFib stroke risk connection. Dr. David Frankel, cardiac electrophysiologist at Penn Medicine, explains.
In 2017, nearly 7 million Americans were estimated to have this type of AFib, an irregular heartbeat that increases the risk of having a stroke by 5 times. Because strokes caused by AFib tend to be more severe and more likely to be fatal than strokes not caused by this condition, it's important for people living with AFib to talk to their doctor about how to reduce stroke risk.
Show your support this month by visiting tuneintoafib.com to test your AFib stroke risk knowledge. For every quiz completed, $1 will be donated to the National Stroke Association, up to $30,000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Back on the subject at hand, which is the focus on the charts from Talkers Magazine. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Joe Crummy is here. And we here to take apart, if you will, or analyze or give us perspectives on some of these things. The number 10 item, Sports Talk Radio, and the issues facing the sports world. Southwest is at number 9, and their issues. Number 8, the doctors that service Mr. Trump and their issues. Kanye West and his issues. Charlie Rose and his issues. Number 6. Number 5, the continuing focus on the talks between the North Koreans, South Koreans, and whether the summit is going to be held on the border with North and South Korea when President Trump shows up. Is that the place to have it? I know there have been a number of suggestions. Where's the best with Geneva? I don't know. We go to Johannesburg. Who knows what this is? Or is it all, one wonders, is this going to be substantive or will it be something that under the circumstances becomes a big photo op. Yeah, right.
I know, you've accused me, Doug, this week of being a little cynical about this meeting, but so I won't say much more than I already have. I think it's just going to be a big photo op.
Okay. Joe, what do you think?
Well, I mean, if that's all it is, then we're basically back to square one again. I don't think so. I think if they're smart, they'll have it on the border.
Does Trump deserve the Peace Prize, the Nobel Peace Prize, for putting these two countries back together again, as it were?
I don't mind. If he does something real and if something substantive comes from this, sure. Then he deserves that, absolutely.
Uh-huh. I don't want to argue.
I wouldn't want him to be awarded it prematurely, and then everything falls apart, and then we've got World War III. If it's justified, then absolutely.
All right. I don't want to argue that much with what you just said because I think you're right. We got to wait. But here's the thing. I mean, already. You've had historic, let's just say, warming of relations between the North and the South. I mean, already that's happened. I mean, that's been going on. Now, they're talking about peace now. After 65 years, they want to stop all that. They actually met and shook hands. That's never happened before. So, I mean, let's not forget.
It's like you're right to point out. Little weasel. What do you think?
Well,
shaking
that's
hands with Kim Jong-un. You know how it is to shake hands.
Who has smaller hands, Trump or Kim Jong-un?
What? You know what that suggestion means, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you making fun of a man's appearance? Are you making fun of a man's
appearance? Of course he is. Yeah. But one wonders.
But they both do have chubby, short fingers, so.
Shake hands with people. I'm trying to remember what it was like to shake hands with you, Joe, the first time. Whether you were firm and manly or whether you were a wimp. I don't think you were a wimp.
I like a firm handshake.
I do too. But there's
like
nothing worse than shaking somebody's hands, that mealy, just kind of insincere.
What do they call it? Dead fish?
Yeah.
Right? Like
yeah, right.
Hands
no, I like to shake hands and see the other person wince a little bit. See, I like that. Good to see you. How are you?
Man after my own heart. All right, so I wonder about the shaking of hands as they come together there. Number four, border security. What has happened to those asylum seekers? I guess I've lost focus on that to
some
a point because I think it's just so much PR and bunkum that I just that sort of
well,
stuff
there was
just
some
turns
pregnant
me
woman
off.
Right, who got nominated to be at the first at the top the,
right.
in the
Have
first
your
of
baby
the line
in America.
Or, exactly. But I haven't heard much more either. They filled out paperwork, from what I've heard. They've processed people, but I guess and some people are living in tents right near the border. They're just a few feet away, from the U.S. side. But other than that, I don't know what else is new. What's happening?
I think it's kind of like Stormy Daniels. Everybody knows what the game is, right? Don't you think so? Everybody kind of goes, "Okay, we get what's going on." You're not fooling anybody.
Oh my
we know
God.
What's going on here.
But this gives us the rest of the time. I think the number one person of the week and the number one sort of we wrap three or four different things around Rudy Giuliani getting involved and wondering out loud what the strategy is. The comments about Stormy Daniels, her lawyer who's never seen, he reminds me of Chuck Schumer, never seen a microphone or a camera that he didn't want to make love to. He says, Trump, what's the guy's name, Avalanti or something? What's his name?
Avenatti.
Avenatti.
Whatever he is.
That guy, he's everywhere.
Oh, my God, what a $3 bill. Trump will never see the end of his first 4 years and that stuff. You big bull crapping.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Trump is not going to get impeached because he did the ding-dong with Stormy Daniels. Nobody cares. Are there other things you might not like about Trump that have some substance? And speaking of that, I thought it was also interesting, Giuliani warning Mueller to stay away from Ivanka. You want to go after her husband? Great. But because he's disposable, supposedly. But
yeah, but I mean that's not really what he meant,
How do you know what he meant? Did you ask him?
No, I listened very closely to what he said. He was talking about just listen for a second. He was talking about chivalry. He was saying that the American public won't take it. He wasn't saying that we don't really care about Jared Kushner. He's nobody, and if he's dirty, we don't care. What he's talking about, if you go after Ivanka, it's like making fun of a woman's looks or something like that. The public will turn on them immediately. Men, of course, can take more, because he was talking more about chivalry.
Well, but it's inappropriate anyway to be talking about either Ivanka or. What's the wife's name? I don't even put her
Melania.
On. Melania, yeah.
On the sort of rumor mill from New York City, where I am, is that that Ivanka has a brand, and it's a very successful brand. It's hit some bumps in the roads, but it's still a successful brand, and they want to separate any type of corruption or whatever Jared might be going through. They want to keep her and her image and her brand very separate. So that's not just about chivalry. That's really about brand awareness and protecting her as a brand. And Giuliani's no dummy. He knows that's what they're trying to do. Yeah, so they're trying to just keep her clean, keep her image clean. So when the rumor is still that she and Jared are moving back to New York City by the end of the summer. So yeah. That's been the rumor up here for a while now, that they're just sort of done with D.C.
Tower?
No. They have an apartment somewhere downtown.
Doesn't he have a building that his company owns?
Yes, 666 Fifth Avenue.
That's right, too.
Yeah, so that's in...
That's where Joe Crummy lives. Did you know that? 666.
That's where evil thoughts... Right.
That's where all the evil thoughts start, right there, right at 666 Sunset Avenue. That's where Joe lives. Joe's in Los Angeles, and Victoria is in New York. I'm in Boston. This is the Talk Radio Review in a moment. Rudy Giuliani and his awakening, the revelations this week from some of the things that he has approached. I think he's, I've never been a big Rudy Giuliani fan.
No, me neither.
I was friendly with Brackett, who was the police commissioner of Boston. Then he went to New York, did a fabulous job, and Rudy fired him because he was getting all the attention from the news media. When in reality, he deserved the attention because he was doing the job. But Rudy is an egomaniac most of the rest of these guys.
He really is. Well, New Yorkers, and Joe, I don't know if you were living in New York when Giuliani was mayor, but it was sort of like a known thing. New Yorkers couldn't stand Giuliani, but everybody else who was a tourist thought he was the greatest thing since sliced bread because he miraculously got rid of the homeless people. So that's, and he cleaned up 42nd Street.
I was living in New York under Dinkins, and it was a mess, and you couldn't even stop at a light without being accosted by some guy who wanted to do your windshield. It was really out of control. The subways were scary.
Welcome to Los Angeles these days.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it was really bad. I think a lot of people, at least I appreciated what Giuliani did. Now he's a little crazy now. When I see him, and I have a lot of respect for what he did for the city of New York, and I think a lot of people did. I would take issue with what you said, but now sometimes I wonder about him. He's a little older. I mean, I knew him back when he had hair. I mean, that's how long ago it was. So.
There you go. Well. It's very interesting how he's been inveigled into the conversation, for sure.
He loves revelations. He's got a national spotlight again.
Yeah.
He runs
a security company, I think, that he developed after his quote-unquote success of saving the city post-9/11. Then he started his company to advise people all around the world on safety and security. And he's a lawyer by trade, and he's gotten into he just loves the... political
Well, now he's single, too, so he's hot.
Oh, he is? I thought he married some younger woman.
Oh, he just got divorced. That's
over. Oh, I didn't know that. How long was he married?
I don't know, 15 years, something like that. He and Judith just got divorced.
How much younger was she than he?
Not a whole lot. Not like, well, he left his first wife for Judith, and then that was kind of a scandal, and then now they're kaput. Yeah. So now he's hot to trot, and he's there got a national spotlight. So, hey, it's good times for Giuliani.
More Giuliani focus and Trump together in a matter of moments. 44 past the hour. May I invite you to spend a moment listening to reasons for you to call 800-355-1493. I don't normally begin a commercial with a phone number, especially if you don't know why I'm giving you the number or why you're going to call. You're going to call because you're going to get something free. 800-355-1493 is your opening to a free bottle of Purity Products Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Yep. The door is open. Now you call 800-355-1493. When somebody tells you to get something free, don't you just normally say, yep, I'm doing that. So call this number, 800-355-1493, and get a bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Makes a big difference. Has the right omega-3s in it. Great for your circulation, cardiovascular health, your brain, your muscles. Get all that blood all around it. Your doctor's going to love that. And then You can boost your joint comfort because the krill oil that comes as part of this makes a big difference when it comes to the bursa, the making your joints not grind and fall apart. This is a good way for you to feel better all the way around. What a great combination. What a great idea. And you can start the program with the first bottle free of Krill Omega 50 Plus. 800-355-1493. Pay a couple of bucks shipping, and that's the deal. You've got it. It's on its way. Call them now. 800-355-1493. Mother's Day sneaks up, and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells Mom you didn't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from the Books farms and delivered straight to your mom, so they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, Mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middlemen, you get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show Mom how much you care. Send her artisan-designed flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter Doug. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter Doug to save an extra 15%. Books.com.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh, no. Insomnia, please, not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Ooh, ooh, what's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please, leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin, so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, wait, no, not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, 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 please, no.
Finally, sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I am very pleased with the results.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin to sleep better at night and for to help on his weight.
Check us out at toploss.com or call 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, a couple of more moments here for our review. The Iranians and Trump and the deal and whether it gets ripped up and thrown away, I suppose that's an important conversation. Number two this week, Trump is, you know, always in the top, a part of the top two or three items, sometimes the top four items on the countdown. So what do we make of this? There's nothing really new here except that we're paying attention to it because most everybody has known it was a rotten deal to begin with. So,
right. I think, you know what I think? I think the key to it is the pallets of cash. You know, in 2016, I think, when the transfer of all this money was at $1.7 billion or whatever it was. I think it's weird that it wasn't an electronic transfer and that it was actual cash. I think Trump smells a rat there, as apparently you do, too. That, you know,
well, I think it was badly conceived. That's all I can tell you, is it badly conceived.
Right.
And you don't, why would you trust the Iranian government? Iranian people are great people, by the way. I know a lot of folks who have come here from Iran, smart, well-educated, well-intentioned. They're not all about them. I think that the government is in real trouble there. The Khomeini reign of terror, the younger millennials especially are fed up with him and his bunkum. They don't believe that stuff, and they wonder, some of the older people, whether it was the right thing to get rid of the Shah, given what a prelate what do they call him? He's the world's most powerful. What do they call the Khomeini? I don't forget what the title is for him. Whatever it is, he's a boob. 10 before the hour.
Thank you.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Past the hour, it's time for our daily visit from Mighty Chuck Curry. We're listening to the music from Mighty Joe Young. What in the name of God for? I don't know, but I'm sure Chuck will explain this. Whether this Mighty Joe Young is 30 years old, isn't it? 40? How long?
No. There was an original film, Mighty Joe Young, but they did a remake in 1988. It was a Disney
That's
film.
Still
it
30
was
a years old.
I guess. No, it was 98. It was 98. I
98,
apologize.
Okay.
Right. You're aging me too quickly here. And can you please stop criticizing my musical choices when I come on?
Oh, it's fun to do that. Come on.
That's but anyway, the reason we're playing that very entertaining musical score, which I actually like a lot, and I like this film a lot. That was the first time I ever saw Charlize Theron on the big screen. She currently has a movie coming out this weekend titled Tully. I'm a fan. She's got 54 acting credits. She's a major player in the business. Done a lot of dramatic stuff, also action.
Is she a mother in this one? She gained 50 pounds for this movie.
Like she gained some weight. It's a realistic look at motherhood.
The
script was written by Diablo Cody.
Yeah.
She wrote Juno. Yeah. You do. She won the Oscar when she wrote Juno.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. I don't remember, but I do
don't
know,
think she's a great writer. But
I've seen the trailer for this, and it's so completely different from anything. It does tell you sort of about her acting ability. She's become quite the actress, and is able to play a lot of different roles and pull it off.
She's developed enough clout in the business where she's gotten some enormous paychecks for leading films. Like she did the Mad Max Fury Road movie a few years ago that was extremely well received. She scored some major coin off that movie, Doug, like probably like $15 million.
She's able to do, I don't know that, people get excited because they think she's very sexy. I'm not sure I think she's that sexy.
She's not bad looking.
No, she's not bad looking. She's understanding the craft and becoming an actor for the sake of being an actor and not because she's a good looking chick.
I haven't noticed that part. I'm just kidding. But anyway, I just want to get out.
You two are the only men on the planet, by the way, who don't think that she's absolutely stunning.
I think what I think is I'm usually persuaded by people. Women's attractiveness to me, one of the factors is smoking, and she's a big smoker. And that
is she really?
Yeah, she's a big smoker.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So that just.
Can I just say this?
Yes,
please. When I saw her in 88 on the big screen, Mighty Joe Young, a movie I really like, it was directed by Ron Underwood, who also did the movie City Slickers with Billy Crystal. I love that film. I knew she was going to be something really big in the business because whatever that is, the intangibles, it's all there.
And you know what?
Same reaction I had to Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman, actually. I knew
if you see her being interviewed, like I watched a few interviews that she's had, become interested in some of the interviews that Ellen does for whatever the reason, she comes across as really a nice person, as a good mother, and somebody that you'd like to have as a friend.
As a woman, it's annoying that she's that hot and that nice.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Chucker, what do we have coming out this weekend that'll be good for people who don't want to go see the world destroyed by those damned Avengers?
Who doesn't want to see that, Doug?
I don't want to see that, so give me something else
to see. Well, beside Tully, which I'm going to watch this weekend, there's a remake of Overboard with Anna Faris. That was a film that was popular, I think, in the 80s with Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn. It's like a 2000 screen release, although it is
trying to sell about
15 million.
You saw the original, didn't you?
I don't remember it.
Kurt and Goldie's like a super fabulous wealthy woman, and Kurt is like the guy who gets hired to fix and build a closet on her boat. She falls overboard and loses her memory, and he tricks her to like get revenge on her, so he makes her do housework and stuff. It's a great 80s movie. It's a classic Kurt and Goldie
movie. Isn't that what happens to the guy? Oh, all right. Yeah. The guy, though, is the one he falls off the boat.
In this remake, they flip the lead is I'm not really familiar with him. He's a Latin actor, a comic, Eugene Devals or something.
He looks useless.
A B movie called Bad Samaritan opening, a revenge thriller, hard R, Doug Violent. I don't think you'll like that one.
But
Avengers will be number one once again.
But going back to Overboard, is this movie any good? Do we know?
I have not seen
it.
Reviews are like 30% positive, but it'll be critic proof.
Excited about it. It looks just like it'd be a good way to spend an hour and a half, 2 hours. That's all it is. But not bad.
We'll agree on that one, Doug.
Thank you, Chuck. Chuck Curry on the DJV Show, 59 past the hour.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.